Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir is a continuation of our discussion of the Sefer Kli Chemda of the great Gaon and Tzaddik Rav Meir Dan Plotzky Zchusei. Yagen Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael Amin Shesef Seisav Dovitz V'Kevel. In the first two shiurim, ha'inu nifla'ot gedolot mitorat Hashem, v'ka'et anachem v'siyata d'shmaya, mamshichim hala. אנחנו עומדים בעמוד 115 בדפי הספר, בעמוד נ"ח, בתחתית הדף, ממש שתי שורות מהסוף, והנושא הוא, במחבד אובי אוביב, במחבד סקנוי, וראיסי, so this is a letter, that Rav Meir Don had geschrat, had written to one of his Talmidim. So he continues the letter and he writes, וראיסי בדברךו, שכוספתו בשם רבחו וחדש כיוון בקיבוץ קיינוי הוא רק מכויח אוביב אם כן לא עודף מכיבוץ אישס אוביב ובעל אימוי דאינוי לאחר מיסס אוביב ואימוי. So since the Rav assumes the whole חיוב of being מחבד one's father, one's grandfather, is only mikoyach, the father. It's not a chiyuv atzmi, as we discussed in another shir. But rather, it's a chiyuv mikoyach, the father. So it's no better than being mechabed, your father's wife, and your mother's husband, a stepfather, a stepmother. That doesn't apply after the death of the natural parent, of the biological parent, v'imkein. Yesh lomar, והוא הדין בקיבוץ זקנו, אינו חייב לאחר מיתת אביו, ודווקא באביו גליק רע, וחייב גם לאחר מיתה. ומעתה, אתה שפיר, הדבן הנהרג נעשה גואל אדם, כיוון נהרגו לאביו, ושוב אינו חייב בכבוד זקנו. The Rav says as follows, and now we understand that the same applies to the grandfather as it applies to the step-parent, they are not chayiv after the death of the father. And dafka, by a father, the pasuk was megala, that one is chayiv to mechabed him even lachar misa. But the father dies, one is no longer chayiv b'chvayt zkenoi, to honor his grandfather. So now we understand why, when one kills one's son, the grandson can be a goyal adam. Because there's no longer a chiyuv of kibud av. Why is there no longer a chiyuv of kibud av? Of kibbutz keno? There's no longer a chiyuv of kibbutz keno. Why is there no longer a chiyuv of kibbutz keno? Because the father is no longer alive. Of course one's chayv to mechabed one's grandfather. But in the case of the Gemara and Makis, we're talking about where the father killed the son, so the grandson can become a goyel adam, not because one isn't chayv to mechabed the grandfather normally, one is. But in this particular case, there's no longer a father. Since the father is no longer alive, one may now go ahead and kill the grandfather. There's no chiyuv of kovet anymore, because it's only machmas the father. The father's not alive, there's no chiyuv to mechabed the grandfather. And that also is miyashiv, the medrash. That's why it doesn't mention in the pasuk Avram. Because a person's chayiv v'chvod aviv more than the grandfather, l'chayr, it's hard to understand. Lama lo hizkir Avram, but so also mention Avram. Why only mention Yitzchak? Also mention him. Rabbi said, you understand very well. The kavadas ha-medrash, to call makor ha-kibbutz shal zkenu mitzad aviv. The whole makor, the whole reason that you have to mechabe the grandfather is mitzad aviv. V'im ken hashta demes aviv. Shuv eino chayiv b'kibbutz kenoi klal. So now that the father died, he's not chayiv mekavetz keno at all. So the medrash is saying, normally you're chayiv mekavetz keno, but kavod aviv comes first. But in this case, where Yitzchak brought the karbanos, and Yitzchak's no longer alive, so he's chayiv mekavetz keno, not chayiv mekavetz Avram. B'chlal! There's no chayiv mekavetz keno. Why is there no chayiv mekavetz keno? Because the father's not alive, because Yitzchak's not alive. And therefore Avram's not mentioned at all. Eilu divrei harav. That's what this Rav said. However, the Kli Chemda doesn't get it. The madimyo in avi zkeno le'ishes av o bal ima. How can you shtel tzu between, how can you compare between a grandfather and a step mother or step father? When you're talking about a step parent, why was there a connection? There was only a connection because of the ishus with the parent. Now that there's no longer an ishus with the parent, the biological parent died, memela, there's no chi of kavod. Paka kurva. Mashenkein hacha. This is still kurva. One is still its grandparent. To kurva atzmius. Is it inherent? He's your biological grandfather, for crying out loud. How can one say that one is in chayvim mechavidim? There is still kurva. How can you compare that to a step parent? Lo muvan. And if we're already coming to compare, let's compare a kavod av zkeno to kavod achiv hagadol. We see in the Rambam perek vav mehuchas mamrim. They nafka minim b'chaya aviv or l'achel misis aviv. The gabe kavod achiv hagadol, there's no nafka mina between whether it's b'chaya aviv or l'achel misis aviv, because there's a biological connection for adia adavu b'lev samech b'sei for mitzvah sharish beish d'zev no b'in bal imoy eish is aviv d'ein kana mitzvah l'achel mois ach aviv v'imoy mishim d'ein l'ben imam mishim shachas v'korva ki mitzad ha'ov mitzad ha'im bovad im ken asvar ha'nesenes shedavka b'chaya yim chayiv v'chvoidam mishim kvoid ha'ovis av l'achel misis ha'ovis ein lehem dovol yeg imam klal av l'ach ha'godol shish l'korva atzmius im ken ma b'kach d'mei sa'ov kem shikovat zan adan kayemisu. So that's exactly the chiluk, says the Sefer Leif Samech and the Sefer Mitzvah Sherish HaBeis. When it comes to a step parent, so the parent dies, the biological parent dies, there's no longer a chi of kavod, because one's only chayv to mechavi that step parent because of the issues that the step parent had with the biological parent. Ois biological parent, no more biological parent. Ois kirva, ois kavod. There's no longer an obligation on it. But when it comes to one's brother, so there there's a korva no matter what. Even if the parent dies, in the mela the Rambam holds, unless it's mechavi the brother, even if the parent dies. Beautiful. The Rambam schreibt verkehrt. Zeloshen Rambam. Aber achicha gadol im choshvu harishonim sheni mitzvakein ela b'chai avos l'fishu g'nayelam shizbazu toldasam. V'chein nirad yishlo nisra b'bavo v'yisera v'ken shi nisra b'vikara teve. Aber achicha gadol obligation to honor the older brother is only b'chai avos, because that's a kenai for them that they're told they should be mizbazin. And the vav is only ke'en shen isra b'bikar ha'teva. Kavanas ha'ramam kevim demayesim rabbin eishis aviv mivav yisera rabbin eochi v'agadam ken yitzvah l'rabbis yisachiv me'avav yisera madim rabbin demayes, right? What do you get from S? You get step mother, and then what do you get from V'es? Older brother. So just like stepmother is only b'chai aviv, so to older brother is only b'chai aviv. So first of all, it's only b'chai aviv that it's a g'nai for them that they're told they should be mizbazit, but after they're dead, they're dead. So it doesn't bother them anymore. Hashem came when it comes to, and not only that, we have v'es imecha, the v teaches us what the s teaches us. S teaches us stepmother, and the V teaches us brothers. Like stepmother is not after mitzvah, so to a big brother isn't after mitzvah. You can't come with deshi savi and uchayv l'chavi kim uchayv aviv. You can't have a gadol and uchayv l'chavi kim uchayv aviv. So just like the eshesav, one is in chayv kim uchavet, unless one's father is alive. So too the brother. But it's shver on the Ramban. Okay, so the Ramban wants to say they're the same thing. The brother and the father and the stepmother are the same thing. But don't you understand, Rabban, that there's a chiluk, there's a logical difference. That when it comes to a stepmother, so the father dies, there's no more issues, so why should he be mechabed her? There's still a biological connection. It's not pshat. God forbid to say about the Ramban that he was not conscious and aware of such a pashta chiluk. Umashenir elanius daiti benyin ze de harambam de harambam as lila shitatam in a data rambam the perek bet melchot ever שזה שחייב הבעל להתאבל על אשתו הוא רק מדבריהם. So what would appear to me, says Maraini Vrabaini, is that the Rambam and the Ramban died l'shitosim. Because das Rambam in the zweite perek from Hilchas Evel, שזה שחייב הבעל לסבל על אשתו רק מדבריהם, Avelus on one's wife is nor ad rabbonon. Ein שם בכסף משלח המשנה, the Rambam סביר אליי, it's only an asmachta that she'ero is ishto, that's marba avevus, that includes aveva, that pasuk you learn of us. It's only an asmachta. For time on nira, the sphere lay beperish the vera gemora, because he learns pshat in the gemora. And Yevamos, the gemora in Yevamos talks about azafal, nun ham and beis, which today in our crazy world you can see this happening like every minute. So many crazies walking around. Da signa de meshamesh mesa potu. If one has beer with a dead woman, he's pater. She may be, even after death, she's still called a relative. She's not called she'eroi, like Tosis there writes. Is that kamash malan nikod? She's no longer related. That's the kamash malan, not kamash malan that she's related, but since she's dead, it's okay. No, kamash malan, she's no longer related to her husband, and therefore, it's not called having beer mit ha'ish sheish. So this she'eroi, that one is has to be this alba for one's wife because she's his relative, is only an asnachta, but she's not really his relative. She's dead, no longer related. Omnam haramban zal sviralei, the ramban halt, befeil shagimora, the Gemara is healing, not telling us that even though ikru she'eroi gam la'achar misa, ve'akur v'loi nifkol achar misa, the ramban halt, that even though she's called she'eroi even after death, and the kurva is not nifka, the kurva is not dissolved after death. Nevertheless, heino chayv mishum eshesish, not chayv al teshesish, because this isn't exactly shechva zera that's roi lahazria, right? She's not exactly getting pregnant from this. She's dead. L'chein haramban svirelei, zal svirelei, de'avelus ishtoi divrei toiro, k'mavor b'dvar b'sefer toiro. So he holds avelus ishtoi z'men ha'toiro. So here we have המחלוקת יסודית בין הרמב״ן לרמב״ן. הרמב״ם סובר that Avelus is the Rabbanon for one's wife, she'eros an asmachta. The Ramban holds, no, she's really his relative, and it's totally in the Pshat in the Gemara and Yevamos. That tells us that one's not over an Eish HaSish for having beer with a dead woman who was married, because the Rambam holds it's okay, it's not Eish HaSish because she's not taka married anymore. And the Ramban holds, no, she's still she'eroi, but she's dead, so it's not Shech V'Zeroi Lazri, and therefore there's a Pshat. V'arachnu b'zeh b'chidushim al ha-toyroh b'parshas emor v'ein mokom l'harach v'yaseh tov m'yot v'shem. We have what to look forward to in Parshas Emor. If we'll be alive then, hopefully we will be, and in good health, with prosperity. So hopefully we'll be able to discuss it then. U'me'ata osa shapir me'oid achshav muvan me'od Rambam v'shita suyot after Misa pakasheru, so therefore he can be mechalek. Bein baal imo ilochiv agadol, even though baal imo eno chayv uchvod elacha misas imo, so a step parent you have chayv after the death of the biological parent because it's no longer a kurva. Mashenkein bochiv agadol, that there still is a kurva, kisvaras baal alev samech, that we saw Mashenkein, the Ramban, he's l'shitosoi, that la'ach armitsis ishtoi, loy poka ha-kurvoid mimeno. After the death of one's wife, there's still a relationship here. And if not, that you needed Shech V'Zera, Roy La'Azriya, you'd be Chai Ba'al Teish Asish. Have you seen the Gemara Yevamos? And nevertheless, we say, She'enoi Chayiv B'Kavui Ba'al Imoi La'achar Misas Imoi. Even though there's still a Kurva, he's still not Chayiv to honor the step-parent. So Rambam says, Dein Svar D'Mad D'Shin B'Vav Yiseria Yoyser Chamor D'Mad D'Shin B'Guf V'Dekrov Zenochem. Ramban holds, listen, the step-parent is a relative even after the death of the biological parent, and the brother is a relative even after the death of the parent. So, they're really in the same category, and therefore, if we're marved from S, that a step parent was in chayv achar misas, a biological parent, so too a brother after the death of the father. There is no longer an obligation to honor the brother. B'zeh nachon. Hayotzei lanu mizeh linyan kibbutz kenoi, nireh borur, v'ladas ha-rambam, chayev gam la'achar misas oviv. According to the Rambam, one would be obligated to honor a grandparent even after the death of the parent, because there's a biological connection here. His biological grandparent, they're relatives. But according to the Ramban, maybe it's no better than Ochiv HaGadol. One's not Chayv and Ochiv HaGadol after the death of the father, so maybe not also a grandparent now. ובעיקר דברי המדר שכוסף דחי ועודם בכבוד אבי יוסי מכבוד אבי אביו שאינם בובן כבן עושה דקת יעלו יעקב להסקל גם סברום כמו שנזכן שבסן הרמבן זר. So this medrash that we quoted, that a person's chayiv b'kavod aviv, more than his chayiv b'kavod aviv, so this mention of Avram, okay, maybe not first, but this mention of Avram. Why does Yaakov only mention Yitzchak? So we can say b'pshitus that what the medrash means to say is that kibbut av, is lachar mis only of the father. Mashen can a grandfather, it's only as long as the grandfather is alive. But after the death of the grandfather, there is no longer a chiv. And that's what it means, yoyser. Ta'ani she'achiv nimshach yoyser. Never stops. That's the father. Mashen can the grandfather, when he dies, it's over. So here Avram and Yitzhak are both no longer alive. So Mamela, yeah, the Pasuk only mentions the God of Isaac, not the God of Abraham, because he's only chayv and covered Yitzchak and not covered Avram, because Avram is no longer alive. Achkam b'zeh yesh la'ayin. Ben kamakum laharich b'zeh. Yosef. Rak lahaliv levavcha l'soira kosafti b'zeh roshi proki. I just wanted to excite your heart for the Holy Torah, and I wrote some Rashi Prakim, some general ideas. Ve'ata chazak, this is again the Klichemder writing to this Talmud. Ve'ata chazak ve'amatz b'Torah ke'avat nafshecha. Kof aleph lov nun. I think Rashi tells ke'avat nafshecha. So be strong and courageous in Torah, as is the desire of the desire of your soul, and the soul of the one who loves you, v'nefesh ohavcha, hadoresh shlomcha, that seeks out your peace, with an EA in the middle. Ad kan l'shon ha'tshuva shekatavti b'zeh. So ad kan, that's my tshuva that I wrote to this Talmud. So Baruch Hashem, we have three shiurim, and in these three shiurim, we went through a siman here in the Chemden Parashas Vayigash about Kavod, Kavod Aviv Uzkeno. And as a conclusion, the Chemden adds one paragraph. Amnam Beker Adav Rebachi of Kavod Zkeno Ayn Saita Deshrev Yankiv Lerbacher Vayankiv Zkeno Lav Berichano. We have a Gemara that the grandson says to the grandfather, I don't have to be mechabed you, I'm not your son, I'm only your grandson. V'yein b'ma'arsha v'chidushi ha'godois she'kosav b'pshitus v'yein o'chayv b'kibu that he did not chayv b'kavod v'nir advar v'zal v'yein chilek b'yein ben aben v'yein ben abas. There's no chilek between a maternal grandson or a paternal grandson. V'yein b'shvus yankif chilek b'yiz v'simen tzari dali. אמנם לדייתי נראה קצת מלושן הגמורה שסיימו, והיינו דאמיר שזה people say, רבי, רבי, רייסם, רייסם, ברברה תכן, אבל אני גם say, I'm the son of your daughter, נראה דווקא בן הבא. So it seems from the Gemara that it's only talking about a maternal grandfather, one need not be mechaved. Hashem can a paternal grandfather. And maybe that's for two reasons. Number one, the woman, the daughter herself, when she's married, is patur mikibud. So hu adin bina da asi machamasa, as we mentioned in an earlier shir, that if the mother, the svara, the mother is patur, because she's meshuvah to her husband, so the grandson's also patur. So you keep him a chalek, mikomakom yeshlam, I can't believe that's correct. And number two, since we find, being a Talmud Torah, that a person's chayu teaches the son of his son, so he's including him, matam wasim is b'neichem, v'dal v'neichem b'neichem yomashar malo v'shem l'kech b'choyrev, he's mechuyiv to megadol in the Torah, he's also mechuyiv in kavod. That's the special relationship between a paternal grandfather and a paternal grandson, that via the father, because he's a chiv Talmud Torah, the grandfather teaches grandson also kavod. And therefore the Gemara is medactic to say that the vort is only wasn't chayiv to mechabedim because of Bar Bartok, son of his daughter. It's no chiv in Talmud Torah, it's no chiv in kavod. V'yesh laharich b'chol zeh v'ein kan mekayim. So there's a lot more to say about this. V'ein kan mekayim. V'hainu. This is not, you know, the Kli Chemda has a limit to how much she can write. You know, there's a, it's a short life. The Kli Chemda didn't even live that long. So he has a lot more to do, a lot more to say. And we have in this parasha, also we have a lot more Torah in Parashas Vayigash, a lot to look forward to. So I'm hoping that over the course of the week, we get to that and we see Mamish Gevaldik and Aflos Mitaras Hashem. But I'm really so gratified that we were able to learn this shtickle from the Holy Rebbe. Hagoyin HaKadosh, Dvort, in Poland, a kleine Polish shtetl. And this is Polish Torah. Polish Torah, they say, it's Poil on you, it activates you. Polish Torah was printed in Pietrzykow in the year Tofresh Pei Zayin, in the year 1927. Wow. Amazing Torah. Amazing. Thank you so much for listening. And we should be zoche to see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. And b'li neder, nachzor v'nishna perek zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.